Hey everyone, Nova Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to ditching the digital drama and reclaiming your real life. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of negativity? Like those pesky thoughts and emotions just keep crashing over you, leaving you feeling drained and defeated? Well, you're not alone. We live in a world that bombards us with stress, pressure, and constant comparison. It's no wonder our minds can feel like tangled messes sometimes. But the good news is, building resilience against those negative vibes is totally possible. It's like training your brain to be a mental ninja, dodging those negativity grenades and coming out stronger on the other side. So how do we do it? Let's break it down into some action-packed steps you can actually use. First up, awareness. This isn't about judging yourself or beating yourself up for having negative thoughts that just adds more fuel to the fire. It's about recognizing those thoughts and emotions when they pop up. Think of it like catching a sneaky thought before it turns into a full-blown monster under your bed. Next, challenge those thoughts. You know that feeling when you catch yourself thinking something totally ridiculous? Like, I'll never be able to finish this project, or everyone else is way cooler than me. Well, that's your brain playing tricks on you. Don't just accept those thoughts as gospel, question them. Ask yourself for evidence. Is there really no way you can finish the project? Are you basing your self-worth on some arbitrary comparison game? Reframe those negative thoughts. This is where the magic happens. Instead of dwelling on I'm not good enough, try flipping it to I'm learning and growing every day. Instead of this is a disaster, think this is an opportunity for me to learn and adapt. It's all about finding those silver linings and focusing on the positive. Now, let's talk self-care. Remember that your well-being is non-negotiable. You wouldn't run your car without fuel, right? So why would you neglect your own emotional needs? Make time for things that nourish your soul, whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, listening to music that makes you feel alive, or spending quality time with loved ones. And finally, practice gratitude. This one might seem cheesy at first, but trust me, it works. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind word from a stranger, these little joys can make a world of difference. So there you have it, 5 powerful steps to building resilience against those negative thoughts and emotions. But hold on. Let's bring this all down to earth with a real-world example. Imagine this. You're walking into a presentation at work, your heart is pounding, and you're flooded with self-doubt. What if I mess up? Everyone will think I'm incompetent. Now, remember what we talked about. First, acknowledge those thoughts. You can say to yourself, okay, I'm feeling anxious. Then, challenge them. Is there any evidence that you're actually going to mess up? Have you done great presentations before? Reframe those negative thoughts into something more empowering. I've prepared well for this, and I'm ready to share my ideas. And don't forget to practice some self-care beforehand. Maybe take a few deep breaths, do some light stretching, or listen to your favorite song to calm your nerves. Remember, you've got this. You're not just surviving, you're thriving. Okay, so let's recap the biggest takeaways from today's episode. Be aware of your thoughts and emotions. Catch those negative vibes before they spiral out of control. Challenge those negative thoughts. They're often based on faulty logic and assumptions. Reframe your thinking into something positive and empowering. You have the power to change your perspective. Prioritize self-care. Taking care of yourself physically, emotionally, and mentally is crucial for building resilience. Practice gratitude. Focusing on the good in your life can shift your entire mindset. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies that have helped you build resilience against negativity? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where we can learn and grow together. And don't forget to subscribe to Your Phone Is the Villain for more daily doses of digital detox wisdom. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.